Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's up, donkeys? Happy Friday. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on the TV side on NBC Sports Washington. We are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, August 12th, 2022. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, everybody. At Muddy Metal Cakes on your Twitter. Thanks for following.
Jason Bishop's here.
Hello. Happy Friday.
He's actually on Twitter at Picking Fatties.
Yes. We had the Ravens last night, -3.5.
Nice.
21 straight.
Valdez behind the glass, working the board. You happy that you hit 21?
Very happy. Looking forward to number 22.
I don't know why. Why aren't we just betting the Ravens just to win? I will bet for them the next preseason game. I'll put my whole nut on my BetMGM account on them to win. Because that's just what they do.
You know what to do now, everyone.
I know what to do.
Drabby t-shirt, when do your Drab Hawks play?
I believe tomorrow. Tomorrow. I think most teams play tomorrow.
I think there are five
Five games tonight.
Yeah.
But a lot of NFL Seahawks action. Seahawks are in Pittsburgh tomorrow.
It was nice to watch some actual football. I know it was preseason. It was mostly backups.
Mm-hmm.
But got to see Malik Willis scramble around a little bit. Got to see Huntley just on fire.
Huntley was really good.
Yeah, he was close to 90%
for the Ravens
completion percentage last night.
We weren't so sure he was going to play, right, Valdez? We talked about it yesterday after the show.
I didn't think he was, but yeah,
but he was good.
He was good.
But
to be honest, Cakes could have made those throws.
It's preseason. I mean, I can't get too crazy.
My arm is okay. I can make a few throws.
I think there was only one throw over 10 or over 12 yards.
Yeah.
And it was incomplete.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? Complete the short stuff. Complete the gimmies. Complete the layups. That's very vanilla. That's what has been tasked to Carson Wentz. Just take the layups if they're there.
Speaking of which, they have a preseason game tomorrow at 1 o'clock. The Commanders. We'll talk to Pete Haley, who covers the Commanders for NBC Sports Washington. He'll jump on at 7. We'll get an idea how much we will see from Carson Wentz. It's a Friday. That means John Feinstein joins us. Fridays with Feinstein at 8 o'clock. And I think it's been a few weeks. Kevin McCarthy is going to join us.
Ooh.
Give us the latest on the movies. Entertainment reporter for Fox 5. He will join us at 9 o'clock.
I think we're kind of in the dead zone for movies. I think like late August, heading into September, generally not a lot at the box office. It's kind of a dead zone. Maybe he finds something good for us. I don't know.
I'm ready for a Jason Bourne type movie.
Oh, you want like
Mission Impossible. When are they coming out?
Like espionage / badass that can take on like a small army type of movie. Okay.
Something like that.
I could see that. But I would guess that's usually like scheduled to be like a summer blockbuster.
You're going to see more dragon movies. And
right.
I can't remember. I saw a friend of mine in the last couple of days. It's going to take me a few minutes to remember who it was. Doesn't really matter. And it stunned me. He goes, yeah, I got a role. I'm going to see Top Gun.
What?
He goes, yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
I mean, hasn't Top Gun been out for like 2+ months?
Yeah.
Maybe 3.
Everyone saw it, right?
Top Gun Maverick came out at the beginning of summer. That might have been like
June, maybe?
That might have been like a Memorial Day release. I mean, Memorial Day.
I can't remember.
Like, I saw it probably 2 months ago.
Early June, right?
Yes.
Like, he's your friend very late to the party. Your friend, like, showing up at a party that starts at 9 at, like, 11:30.
They just hadn't seen it.
Have any of you guys watched 13 Lives yet?
Have not.
Everyone I talk
to. Is that directed by Ron Howard, I believe?
Yeah, yeah. It's the...
Who's in that?
Colin Farrell, I believe.
Okay.
I think Viggo Mortensen is in it.
Can you give me the plot synopsis?
Well, it's based on a real life when the soccer team was trapped in the cave in Thailand a few years ago.
Oh, I remember that. That was pretty harrowing.
Yeah. Remember, you like, Elon Musk?
I'll watch it.
I think it's on Amazon Prime. I was talking to my dad yesterday. I was trying to get my dad to watch the Chef show that we talked about.
Okay, yeah.
He said he punched out because there's too much cursing.
Right. The Chef, or is that the one, the bear?
What's your dad? What's your dad? A Puritan? Can't handle some F-bombs?
But he watches shows with my mom, and my mom doesn't like cursing.
Oh, okay.
And my mom curses all the time, so I don't understand. Yeah.
That is weird.
13 Lives. But, yeah, it's got Viggo, and it's got Colin Farrell.
Yeah. He goes, I've watched 13 Lives. I watched 13 Lives again.
We watched that. He's doubling down on it?
Yeah, he was raving about it.
You know what? I'll take Papa Cahill's advice. I'll try to watch it this weekend. What I did watch that I was pleasantly surprised by is a Hulu original. Now, this is if you're into sci-fi, if you're into the Predator franchise, they did like a prequel called Prey about Predator getting dropped into, I guess, the United States.
Right, it's like an all Native American cast, right?
Yeah, Native Americans battling the Predator. That Arnold battled in like 1984.
Well, I know who won that battle.
Well, I don't know if you know who won the battle.
Remember, there are more than one Predator.
There's more than one Predator.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I gave it a solid 4.5 cake batters.
Yeah? Prey?
I enjoyed it. It was really good.
You know what looks horrible and cheesy? I don't know if you've seen the trailers. And Idris Elba's my guy on The Wire.
The Beast.
Beast. That looks terrible. Yeah.
What's the premise?
It's a wild, crazy lion who just kills everybody.
Yeah, I mean, it's basically Cujo.
It's Cujo, but it's a lion.
Instead of a rabid St. Bernard trying to kill everybody, it's like some out-of-control CGI-created lion. Yeah,
it looks terrible.
It doesn't look great.
Yeah,
I will agree with you. It does not look great.
Idris just wanted a payday, it looks like. But
well, anyway, we will give you some details on the preseason games from last night, get you up to date on what's going on this weekend with the Commanders. That was nice just to have the option of watching some football last night.
Sure.
Which I enjoyed. Jason, before the show, was brought up Ann Hayes, and I had seen the story. It looked like Cakes wasn't aware. So the story yesterday was, I guess they had the toxicology report, and she was super high on coke.
And fentanyl.
And if you don't know, Anne Heche, the actress, crashed violently, and now she's going to lose her life.
It does not look like she's going to survive it. Serious brain injury. Mm-hmm. They did have the results, cocaine and fentanyl. That's what law enforcement sources were telling TMZ anyway. And LA Times reported that she was under the influence of cocaine during the crash and serious injury to the brain. Mm-hmm. Does not look like she's going to survive. And not surprised by that based on how fast she was going and hadn't hit the house, went all the way through the house, blew the house up.
Well, that was
it's kind of crazy that if she had a serious brain injury, she actually got out of the gurney. Remember, she tried to get up off the gurney.
Yeah.
Just might be fight or flight instinct.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. But
like your body just takes over. You don't know what you're doing at that point.
It's not good. Apparently, she was not drunk, though. There was no alcohol. It was just it was drugs.
Well, you combine coke and fentanyl. Sounds like a pretty scary combination.
Mm-hmm. So you guys were saying before the show, you thought it was a suicide mission. Well, if you're going to commit suicide, why get in your car and endanger everybody else?
Because at that point, you don't care about...
Yeah, she just doesn't care
about
life.
Just don't care about anybody's life.
Yeah,
at
I
that
just
point.
Think it's like, terrible judgment.
Oh, sure. It's awful judgment.
But she's had issues for years. I mean, years.
Yeah. No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a sad, tragic end to her life.
Yeah. Well, what's fortunate is, like you said, she didn't kill anybody else.
Right.
And she could have.
It's a miracle she didn't kill anybody else.
Correct.
Because she crashed in two different spots.
Right.
She crashed like in was it like a storage unit type area?
It looked like it was maybe a townhome
or a garage
of a townhouse.
And then she pulls her car out and then goes screaming through a residential area and then ultimately crashes into the home that went ablaze.
Yeah, well, the first crash, she kind of just nudged it.
Right.
It wasn't a serious crash, but she was asked to get out of the car by the security guard. And she said, F that. And then she peeled off.
Right.
Marshawn Lynch is lucky he didn't kill somebody or kill himself.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Oh, did you see the dash cam video?
I got to see this.
The dash cam video of the Vegas police coming upon his car.
He was slumped over.
He was stone dead asleep in the driver's seat. No, basically had been driving on a rim, and the female cop is approaching the car from behind, talking to another officer on her radio, saying, "I can't believe the guy drove this far. Have you guys been getting reports on this guy and this vehicle? I can't believe he drove this far on just a rim." Hmm. And she comes up to the door. The door is propped open, and he's barely responsive. She asks him, "You know, do you know who you are?" He says, "No." She asks, "Did you steal this vehicle?" He says, "Yes." And then after another 30 seconds or another minute, some more cops come on the scene, and they ask him to exit the vehicle. Once he starts becoming more responsive, he's not obeying their orders. They ask him 3 or 4 times to exit the vehicle. They say, "We're about to arrest you for obstructing a criminal investigation." Then he wants clarification on what sort of obstructing he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
The cops say, "Well, we're not going to tell you that. We just want you out of the car." They give him one last warning, and then one cop just goes in and grabs him, yanks him out of the car. They put him down on the pavement, handcuff him, and then he's processed.
Ugh.
It's a sad, scary
scene. How many
scene.
Cops were on the scene?
I think there were like 4 or 5 cops on the scene toward the end of it. Once he was taken out of
the
vehicle.
Watching it right now.
I can't
believe he was driving on that.
I know a few people that have had DUIs.
Right.
We kind of know them through the show.
Sure.
I don't think they ever were like that, like Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. But
like, to make a decision to drive drunk like that is another level.
Right. It's, you know, you're endangering everybody around you on the road. You're endangering yourself. It's a horrible decision. Please don't make that decision. If you've had too much to drink, call somebody, stay the night somewhere, get there safely the next day.
Drabby,
that's our advice to you.
You see his pants are down? You see his pants are down in the driver's seat?
Well, he's just sagging, as the kids used to call it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they're down to his mid-thigh.
He's showing off his Beast Mode underwear brand.
I'll say this. It didn't take that much for the cop to drag him out of his car.
Although this one cop looks like he's about 60 years old. I don't know how he got a former running back out of the car.
What's it like to drive without a tire?
I wouldn't know.
Let's go try it today.
It's scary enough to drive. Like, when you blow a tire and then you still have to limp on that tire just over to the shoulder or off to a side street, it's a terrifying experience. And that's with some of the tire at least still intact. It didn't even, that car barely had a rim left. It had been so abused.
Hey, Marshawn didn't even fight it when the guy pulled him out.
Oh, he was probably still hammered.
Oh, he was done.
I mean, he was just pummeled.
Yeah.
By the way, look at his mugshot.
I know. He's asleep in
and
the
that's
mugshot.
After.
Did you guys see the really bad look in the D-backs game last night when I think it was 2 spectators ran onto the field?
Ooh, I didn't see that.
I think the first one looked like maybe an 18-year-old kid, maybe even younger, was outrunning all of the security guards. Like, he looked like Barry Sanders in his prime, like juking and pulling away from the, I don't know, 5 or 7 security guards that were trying to corral him. And they eventually got him. And then there's a camera shot of a second young fan. Idiot fan, probably hammered, running around on the field. Security just couldn't catch him.
Yeah, they ran out there together, I think. And then they split up. And then they're 2 18-year-old kids. Or
just hammered.
Hammered, but fast compared to the security.
Oh, just think of it this way, Cakes. There are 2 security people downstairs today.
Yes.
You could outrun them.
Well, easily.
Well, I would hope. I love Carlos. I would hope that Carlos isn't on a sideline protecting.
I love Carlos. Carlos is great. But he would look just like these people trying to chase down the 18-year-old.
It's a bad look for the Diamondbacks.
Really bad look.
In fact, I was thinking, how long could the I watched it last night. How long could the Junks last out there on that field with those guys
chasing that?
With those security guards chasing you guys.
I wouldn't have lasted as long as that kid, obviously, because he's young and he's in better shape. But, I mean,
several minutes.
I could have outrun most, if not all, of those security guards.
Until the center fielder all of a sudden had enough decided to jump in.
Trust me, the D-backs players, they had opportunities.
They just stood there. Christian Walker's just standing
They're just dodging. They're getting out of the way. They don't. Yeah. They want nothing. They know that's the security guard's job. It's not their job to tackle drunk fan that runs onto the field. Correct. They want no part of it.
We haven't seen that in a while. Just a drunk idiot on a field. Right. It's been a while.
Well, there were 2 of them last night in Arizona.
Those they didn't even get thrown to the ground or anything. The guys, so they just
they were handled with the kid gloves
off the field.
Were both of the fans shirtless?
No,
I see one.
No.
Shirtless.
Just one. Looks like.
I know everybody's having a hard time hiring in 2022, but that security firm might want to hire some younger, more spry.
Have a
guards.
Fitness test.
Might not be a terrible idea, but again, I know hiring is a challenge. Not just for clearly security companies everywhere.
If you want to chime in throughout
the
show,
now I'm going to watch the John Keim report.
You can always call us at 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can text a fan on the Thomas Creek Windows text machine, 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. You can tweet us at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll get into the NFL preseason and more on the Junkie Sports page. Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Washington Commanders in action tomorrow, 1 o'clock. We will talk to Pete Haley, who covers the Commanders for NBC Sports Washington. 7, preview their first preseason game. But right now, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page. Brought to you by Impress Technology, an SBA-certified hub zone solution provider and Dell Federal partner.
All right. So you guys were watching the preseason games. I watched a little bit of the Ravens game. We'll get to that. But I had to watch the Field of Dreams game in Dyersville, Iowa.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That field just gets it just throws me how cool it is. Just in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And they have all these overhead shots, and they've got the original field where the movie was, and then they've got the new field that they built. And it's just a really cool scene. I don't know how many fans were there. It looked like, I don't know, 5,000.
Yeah. Aren't it's a that small many. Stadium.
Small, real small. And yeah, there's just the one road in, the one road out.
Right.
Why aren't they doing it next year?
Oh, I didn't know they weren't doing it next
yeah.
year.
Yeah. 2023, they're not going to have the Field of Dreams game. It seems like you bring it back because it's highly popular.
Yeah, I thought they would do it every year. I don't know.
It sounds like more great leadership from Rob Manfred,
but the
MLB commissioner.
The introduction to me that Fox did was kind of cheesy. I didn't love it.
Okay.
And then they were doing the kid with the dad bit.
Right.
And
let's have a catch that
let's
old
have
bit.
A catch, and then. Yeah. And then they showed Ken Griffey Jr. in the cornfield.
Right.
And he comes out. By the way, he looked like he'd rather be standing on top of Mount Everest than in the cornfield.
Oh, really?
But he comes out with his dad, Ken Griffey Sr.,
okay,
and they have a catch.
Yeah.
And Ken Griffey Sr. dropped the ball when
it
he threw
so
it to him.
So embarrassing.
Oh, he dropped it. Yeah.
He dropped
it
the ball.
It was just kind of cheesy the way they did it. And then, of course, they had all these other kids come out and throw the ball around. Then the players came out.
Yeah.
That part was fine. It was just the prelim leading up to that.
Now, the ball drop was clearly unintentional, right?
I mean, 100%.
No, I didn't think it looked that bad, the ball drop.
What do you mean? It was like a 5-yard toss to his dad, and he dropped it.
Just my opinion. I didn't think it looked that bad.
Oh, it's a...
Well, I mean, when a guy drops the ball, it's
a former professional baseball player should never drop the ball.
I understand, but he picks it up and throws it back.
In a 5-yard toss with his kid.
Anyway, it was fine, but the field is just... I mean, I just love the field.
It's awesome. So
I gotta, you know what? I gotta go to Dyersville.
Apparently, they're doing construction.
Next year. Ah, okay.
You won't go to Dyersville.
Maybe, I don't know. Not next year. They're not gonna have the game.
Right.
But
need to go to Nashville first.
I wonder how many.
Yeah, that's the last ville that I would have on my list.
I gotta go to Nashville.
Dyersville.
Yeah. My neighbor said, "Let's go to Nashville for a getaway, weekend getaway."
Okay.
Nice.
I said, yeah, I'll get on that.
Like a boys trip or no, bring the wives?
It's couples.
Couples trip. Yeah. Okay.
I basically said, I'll meet you there.
Right.
Anyway, so Reds, Cubs last night. Cubs went 4-2. Orioles, who have been hot, went to Fenway to play one game. The Orioles are now playing Tampa for a big series this weekend, but they
lose. Cosmer got them, huh?
They lose 4-3. You've never been to Fenway. Has anybody been to Fenway besides
never.
Me?
I've seen it on this.
I've been to Fenway.
You love Fenway?
No, I hate it.
Fenway is awesome.
The worst. It's actually one of the worst stadiums.
I've been to the cash room at Fenway.
He's high as a kite. Fenway's incredible.
I knew you were going to bring up the town.
Of course. Why wouldn't I?
The best thing about it was the Orioles swept the Red Sox when I went.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
I mean, the seats couldn't be older. I mean,
of course. They're small and old.
They put
old.
Splinters in your ass. I mean, just obstructive views all over the place.
But that is true. You got to get good seats.
I think the Orioles are just a half game back now of
yes.
the Rays.
Did you go? Yes. Is it?
It's a huge series this weekend.
Don't pounce on me because I'm asking. Is it Yawkey Street or Yawkey Way?
Yawkey Way. Yeah.
Did you go there, Valdez?
I did not.
A grand old time there.
I did not.
No, it's
fine.
Incredible.
It was fine.
If that was if the Orioles played in Fenway,
yeah.
Oh, it's the greatest place ever.
Hey, the Orioles celebrated the place 30 years at Camden Yards.
Where the Orioles do play, it's modeled off places like Fenway.
True, but it's awesome.
He's mocking it, but the park where the Orioles play is modeled after the old ballpark.
Do you know
like
what
Fenway.
Two players threw out the first pitch as they celebrated 30 years at Camden Yards?
Eddie Murray and, I don't know, Jim Palmer. I don't know.
It was right Mussina.
Mike Mussina.
Oh, yeah.
Two Mr. Personalities
Mussina
there.
And who?
Mike Mussina and Eddie Murray.
Ah, okay. Did not know that.
Wonder where Mussina lives. What's he doing?
I don't know.
Is he involved in baseball at all?
I don't really care what Mike Mussina's
doing. He's probably
doing.
Checking his bank account like you do every day.
Yeah, no. Probably.
Oh, you know what?
That.
I got to do that this morning.
Yeah, you do have to do
he
that.
He looks great for his age.
He does? How old is Mike Mussina?
I don't know, but
he's probably about our age.
Yeah, but he looks like he's
53,
38. Really,
he's killing it.
I mean,
he's killing it health wise.
Very handsome.
Good for him.
Silly knuckle curve. All right, so preseason last night, we had a couple games. We had the Ravens winning their 21st consecutive preseason game.
They haven't lost a preseason game since 2016.
Mike Mussina, just according to Wikipedia. Mm. This is unique.
Okay.
A crossword puzzle enthusiast who collects tractors and vintage cars.
He must live up in Williamsport.
Yeah, yeah. He lives up in like upstate New York, I would guess. That's where he's from, right?
He's from Williamsport, PA.
Okay. Oh, PA. Okay. Yeah. Mixing up my northeastern states.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so I guess that's what he's doing. So Ravens win 23-10. All right. Let's look at some of the numbers. Of course, Tyler Huntley was 16 for 18. Let's see, Huntley was 16 for 18 for a 109 at a touchdown, ran for 17 yards. Mike Davis had a rushing touchdown, and the Titans started Malik Willis, who finished 6 for 11 for a 107.
But he had a rushing touchdown.
He did have a rushing touchdown. He ran for 38 yards and a rushing touchdown. Logan Woodside came in there, and I guess Woodside is technically the number 2.
He looked like garbage.
And he threw 2 picks, and so he wasn't great. But final score 23-10. So that's 21 straight preseason wins for Baltimore.
Now, getting back to the Ravens for a second, Valdez has been doing nothing for the last 7 to 10 days, more than he's been hyping up the draft pick, the tight end, Isaiah Likely. Whenever I go in the studio, he's like, Isaiah Likely. You need to look at him for your late round fantasy drafts. So He had a nice night last night. He had four grabs for 44 yards. Mm-hmm. He had some shake and bake to him.
The cat's out of the bag.
See, I used that term with Valdez.
The cat's out of the bag.
The cat is out of the bag. And intern John, a.k.a. Pat King, looked at me and said, what are you talking about, a cat? I was like, you've never heard the term, the cat's out of the bag? And he said, no. And I said, I'm officially old, using cats out of the bag. 18-year-olds never heard that line
cliche.
Ever. He's never heard that cliche in his life. I froze him dead in his tracks. Felt really old.
Do you think your kids have heard that?
Cats out of the bag?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still popular.
Might have to ask them
in 2022.
It's probably not popular.
It's a really good, it's like a top 10 cliche, right? Cats out of the
bag. I think it's a top 10.
That's got to be a top 10.
That actually might be on the Mount Rushmore of cliches.
It's on the Mount Rushmore. How could it not be? It's on Mount Cliche more.
You want to know who else looked good for the Ravens last night?
Sure.
Travis Jones.
Who is that?
The defensive lineman from UConn that fell all the way to the third round.
Whoa.
Did he get a start?
Yeah, he started during the game. I think he played. I know he played the first quarter. I think he played the entire first half. He was moving people all over the place.
Yeah. Good.
Like Jordan Davis was
honestly,
doing it.
Honestly, I don't really care that much about him because he plays defense, and I don't draft individual defensive players. Haven't done that yet in fantasy.
So how many of the actual number ones started on defense last night?
Not many at all. Tony Jefferson, Malik Harrison,
mm-hmm.
who was shot last year.
Was Tony Jefferson
that's
the guy?
Right.
Tony Jefferson, correct me if I'm wrong, Valdez, because you are the Ravens expert. Was he the guy who was on Twitter like this past week saying, man, I should have had my eyes checked before this week.
Like, yeah, he was playing like the last 4 years of his career without glasses. And he couldn't see anything on the field. And then all of a sudden he got his glasses.
How about you go to the optometrist?
And his game is improved.
So
who would have thunk it?
Kyle Hamilton started, right?
Yeah, Hamilton. Well, I don't know if Hamilton's going to be a starter this year. Maybe just in different packages.
Oh.
But Hamilton was on the field. He recovered a fumble. He flashed during a Willis scramble.
He had one tackle, one solo.
And then other than that, he really didn't flash. He missed a tackle in the backfield. People just – it's been a very cryptic camp for Kyle.
Yeah. Were you upset, by the way, last week when people were roasting him for getting killed by, like, a camp body in a one-on-one?
Well, he got torched.
He did get torched.
To be honest, if Kyle Hamilton is guarding people one-on-one, we're going to have problems.
Like,
But he didn't.
Right, it's a safety.
Like he didn't get burnt during the game, but everyone was so happy when he fell to him at 14.
Right.
That they're just, expecting these huge splash plays.
Mm-hmm, right.
And he's had a quiet camp, so when everyone saw him, they just expected him to burst on the scene.
I mean, Twitter.
He kind of was just. He was
how many of
it was? It was good. It was average. It was solid.
Twitter joning is real. If you think it's not, you think it doesn't affect people's brains. It does, because Trevon Diggs from Dallas was getting turned around like a top by a bunch of camp bodies in Dallas, and he suspended his Twitter account,
deleted it
because people
he just can't handle
people
it.
Were joning.
Did you see his response as to
it.
Why?
I didn't see his response.
He just said it's toxic.
Well, it's evil, is what it is. Evil.
You know what else is toxic to your career? Getting burned by seven-string wideouts in drills. It's not great.
See, I think the better response.
I don't think he has to worry about that.
I think the better response for him getting roasted would have been showing his stats from last year to everybody.
Right.
Say thanks for
how many picks
being
did he
fan.
Have? Did he lead the league?
He had a lot of picks, but the book on him is he gambles too much with picks and gets burned a lot.
I think he gave up the most yards in the NFL.
Yeah.
Maybe in NFL history.
That's great. You got a lot of picks, but how about all the plays you're leaving on the table by gambling for interceptions?
So how many of the starting receivers played last night? Did Bateman play?
No.
Okay. Duvernay? Nobody?
No. That's why I told you I thought they were going to lose, because they literally sat every starter almost.
Yeah.
Their wide receivers were Tylan Wallace and Jalen Moore.
And Shamar Bridges, who caught a touchdown.
He had a bunch of catches.
Although I will say, no drops for the Ravens receivers last night.
You like to see that.
Yes.
You're a
I
fan
think Daniel
of that.
Jones well, suffered a drop in the end zone
Kenny
on the
Galladay.
First drive.
By Kenny Galladay, who's a turd. A turd that gets paid $17 million
Galladay.
A season.
That's
Galladay
the part of the preseason
one.
That is weird. When you see starters like Daniel Jones was out there starting for the Giants. But he was going up against all backups on the other side
right.
for the Patriots. So he should have had success.
All right, so let's talk about that game. All right, again, Ravens beat the Titans 23-10. Giants beat the Pats 23-21. Daniel Jones, number 6 for 10 for 69 yards, sacked once.
But again, he should have had probably a touchdown to Kenny Galladay.
Galladay dropped one, correct. Tyrod Taylor came in 13 for 21, did throw a touchdown. Who did he throw that to? Did you see the highlights, Travis?
That was like all backups when he was in
he
there.
Threw it Richie to James?
Richie James.
Former Niner.
That's right.
And then Davis Webb came in. For New England, it was Brian Hoyer and Bailey Zappi. Zappi was 19 for 32 and a touchdown and a pick.
The interesting thing there is, and it's been a storyline throughout the offseason, is you don't know who's calling the plays. So apparently, both guys,
Patricia and Judge,
called plays. I don't know if they alternated series. It seemed like Patricia was with Hoyer, and then Judge was with Zappi.
Let's see. Tonight we got 5 games. Woo-hoo. The first one is at 6. Atlanta's in Detroit. That's an NFL Network game. Cleveland's in Jacksonville. Jets are in Philly. Arizona is in Cincinnati. I think that game is on Amazon Prime, Drabby. So I think I might be able
By
to watch
way,
Trace.
By the way, if you care about
I'm thinking Trace is going to play the first half.
Right.
And Guantanamo will probably play the second half. I think.
If you're going to watch the Dude Perfect feed.
I don't know what you're talking about. See. Dude Perfect, what is that?
Yeah, that was me last
Didn't you
week.
Hear Drab, we talked
get him
about
up
this?
To speed.
No, no idea. Refresh my memory.
The Dude Perfect are the guys that are doing the alternate broadcast
of the Amazon.
And you definitely were here.
Yeah, I don't remember them being called Dude Perfect.
Trick shot dogs.
Yeah, the trick shot dogs.
That's what they are. But they're wildly popular.
And then Green Bay's in San Francisco. That's also an NFL Network game. That's 8:30.
Sure, you can see a lot of Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, no. He's going to play the whole game. All right, so, Tom Brady's going to sit out for the first 2 preseason games. He's handling some personal issues.
Now, they said this was pre-planned.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that, so.
Hasn't been specific.
We don't know what it is. He's going to be away for the
I
first 2
I think he'll be
weeks.
Fine.
Well,
I'm sure he will be, too, but anytime,
he's gonna
you
be
see,
okay.
anytime you see a player step away for personal issues, you're like, oh, okay, kind of raises an eyebrow. Not sure what that is.
I'm a little bit nervous about Tampa Bay skill players right now because Mike Evans is already dealing with a hammy.
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Fournette showed up fat a few weeks ago. Now, I think he's shed some of that weight, but that's been an issue for him in the past. And Chris Godwin is coming back from an ACL. I'm a little bit nervous about those guys.
Reports are Julio Jones looks really good.
That's
I know he gets banged up all the time.
That's a guy that you might want to consider really late in your fantasy drafts. Now, you're not going to expect him to play every game because, like you said, Julio Jones gets banged up and he's not a guy that's going to be available every week. But in that offense, especially if some of those other pieces aren't healthy.
I mean, think about how good and productive Antonio Brown was as the number 3 a couple seasons ago for the Buccaneers. That's what Julio Jones is going to be.
Correct.
Not really expecting that much from him. So it's gravy, but he's still one of the best.
Well, he's
not
one
right
of the best now,
but he's been one of the best.
Sure, he's not one of the best now.
A guy I always shy away from in drafts is Mike Evans, even though he's uber productive and catches a zillion touchdowns. But he does. Always worry about, he always has some weird, soft tissue injury or just, he goes out of games. But when
he does play hurt a lot.
He plays it seems hurt, like but he's. Catches a lot of TDs.
All right, so getting back to baseball. So tonight, Juan Soto comes back to town. Padres, of course, play a 3-game series here at Nats Park, 7:05 first pitch. Abbott, Clevinger, tonight's your pitching matchup. It'll be interesting to see Soto. First of all, how many fans are there because Soto's back in town?
Friday night, I think it'll have a pretty good crowd.
Probably. I would say high 20s.
Weather's going to be good.
Weather's going to be perfect. It's going to be a perfect weekend for
weather. Felt so nice walking in this morning.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome.
Felt so good.
Yeah. It's going to be beautiful. So, Juan Soto back in town. If you want to watch your boy, Juan.
Probably hit some long dingers.
I think I might have to play a Juan Soto prop today in the Junkies Parlay.
It could be kind of tasty.
See what kind of odds we're looking at.
I'm going to try not to blow up the parlay on Friday like I did last week.
Happens.
Try to at least get a game on Saturday.
Usually happens every week.
Yep, it happens.
All right, we do have the Junkies Weekend Parlay coming up at 7:45. Pete Haley covers the Commanders for NBC Sports Washington. He'll join us at 7, but coming up next, Carson Wentz faced some tough questions from our guy Scott Abraham. We'll get into that next here on the Junkies.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Don't forget, don't sleep on the fact that we're less than a month away from Junkies Poker Open returning to MGM National Harbor. The date of the event is Friday, September 9th. We will be on property the day before at the BetMGM Sportsbook and Lounge watching the NFL kickoff of Bills-Rams. We'd love to hang out with you that night and into the next day as we broadcast live before the tournament kicks off. It's presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. Do it. Bring in your scrap metal. Trade it in for cash.
Remember, you can get a room. We're going to be hanging out on Thursday night.
Yeah.
7 o'clock at the Sportsbook.
Correct.
You can get a room at MGM National Harbor for a fantastic room rate of just $249. If you follow us on Twitter, at Junks Radio, we put up the link. Maybe I'll put up a fresh new link to put it up at the top shortly. But you can do that. Also, some people have asked recently, well, when do you register? Because back in the day, we used to do pre-registration on the website. What we're doing now is you register in person at MGM National Harbor in the poker room, but you can do it on Thursday or on Friday morning when we're going to be doing the show right in front of the Grand Ballroom.
We are expecting to fill the place to capacity as far as poker players. So my advice to you would be, as soon as you get on site Thursday, make your way to the poker room and get signed in. You don't want to, I mean, you can wait until Friday, but I would advise strongly sign up on Thursday. That's my advice to you.
Just get it taken care of. One less thing to worry about.
Yeah, that way you just go and you hang the rest of the day. You play some craps. Maybe you go play Drab's favorite game, roulette, which I detest. But look, different strokes for different folks. You do your own thing and then hang out with us as the Bills and Rams hopefully score more points than the over-under that's posted, whatever that is. I'm sure Jason can look that up. probably the mid-50s, I would guess, for that opening NFL tilt.
Yeah, come hang with us, even if you're not going to play poker, too. There's a guy who tweets us all the time, tweeted us for years and years, named Don. And he said he doesn't play poker. And I said, well, just come. It's come and hang with us at the sports book. Pretty good game to open the NFL season.
Yep.
And we haven't had those big appearances like we used to do, you know, spring break parties, sundress sillies, and all that stuff. We haven't really hung with listeners other than the little party I had at my house.
Correct.
We haven't had appearances.
This is your opportunity. This is it.
I know you had an appearance, I think, while I was on vacation with a soccer player.
Yeah.
But that wasn't really like a Junkies appearance.
I did a co-branded appearance with two members of Bayern Munich, and there was a line all the way down the block on Connecticut Avenue to see them at the T-Mobile store. It was absurd.
Right.
The turnout for those dogs.
Yeah. And they were there. They were there for an hour.
They signed for an hour.
What about the turnout for John Martin?
Very light, very sparse. But I
can relate.
JP was.
We've all done those types of appearances.
It was a paid appearance.
Understood.
So I showed up for said paid appearance, and I did my thing.
I had one the following weekend.
Yep.
Got to hang out with such luminaries as Ryan the Stallion.
Perfect.
Jeff and John.
Perfect.
Johnny.
It was a power appearance.
John the intern, by the way, who's doing a workout like during the show. He brought in kettlebells and he's ripping sets like during commercial breaks.
Good for him.
Behind the glass.
I heard him on with JP Finley and B. Mitch saying he just can't put on weight.
I did hear that, yes.
It's a team workout back here.
He brought
kettlebells in for all of us to work out during commercial breaks.
I didn't know it was a team effort. I thought it was just him.
Well, Valdez is trying out the kettlebells.
Okay.
We really don't know what we're doing.
We don't know what we're doing.
Okay. Is Valdez mocking them because they're too light?
I know.
This isn't enough weight.
Nah, he didn't. I know skinny Lindsey John is already stronger than I am.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lindsey John.
It was funny because John looks like a beanpole.
Yeah.
And then they're using the same weight.
So he's
and
outlifting
then
Drab.
And then Drab is shaking and huffing and puffing and everything, right. And then John lifts that thing up like it's the boulder that people lift up in the desert for Tiger Woods.
Right.
All right, so I mentioned Carson Wentz facing some really tough questions. We have audio. Scott Abraham from Channel 7 sat down with Carson, and he didn't hold back.
Real talk here, Carson. It's been well documented. Philly didn't want you. Indy didn't want you. Do you think this is your last chance to prove that you can be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, you know, I don't really think about all that stuff. For me, I'm playing the game that I love, and I have the most confidence of anybody in myself to deliver, to play at a high level, to, you know, be a part of something special here with this team. And so I don't put all that pressure on myself. I don't put, you know, people can feel that way. People can say what they want, and I have no issue with that. You know, that is what it is. But for me, I don't think in those terms.
Look, props to Scott for coming hard after Carson, because I couldn't say right in front of his face, Philly didn't want you, right. Indy didn't want
you. Some pretty brazen questions.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't do it. I mean, props to him for doing it. Because those were tough questions.
That was the best interview I've ever seen. But from both parties. Scott for asking the questions.
Yeah.
And then Carson for just kind of keeping his cool.
I mean, if Carson came in studio and we were asking tough questions, there's no way I could say, Carson, look, it's well documented. Philly didn't want you.
What happened?
Indy didn't want you.
What happened that Jacksonville game? You sucked.
Right. I couldn't do that, but he did.
I don't believe that he doesn't read or know. Like, when these guys say they don't, I hadn't heard that. I don't believe it. I really don't. Like, they may not read the articles fully, but they're aware of the criticism.
Of course. They're on social media. And, yeah, they see it. They hear it.
He might not be a big social media guy. In fact, I don't know if he has Twitter or Instagram.
But no, but I'm saying you hear that stuff.
Yes.
You know, you just hear it comes through all kinds
through the grapevine,
of sources.
For sure. And he's aware. It's his third team in 3 years.
Yeah.
Had he been fantastic in Indianapolis, they wouldn't have made a move. To move on from him and bring in Matt Ryan.
But that was probably an expected answer. He doesn't pay attention to it, and he doesn't listen to it. He's just here to prove his point that he deserves to be a starting quarterback.
And it's good to hear that he's his biggest self-critic. The, you know, sometimes you hear about quarterbacks and how they are film nerds, and I don't have a great sense on whether Carson Wentz is like that, but clearly he is watching back his practice tape.
Well, he should be. Like, if you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, like, you should be a film nerd. You shouldn't have to have the provision put in your contract like Kyler Murray had put in and then was later rescinded.
But we know there are different levels.
I know, but like the guys who are truly great, they go in and study the film. They grind the film to try to get any edge that they can.
What did you make of his "it's just camp" response?
I think that's fair.
Kind of just downplaying the inaccuracies training camp. By saying,
I just think he's basically
by doing an AI, it's just practice.
I think he's trying to say, this is where
iron out the wrinkles.
Yeah, this is where we, you know, get rid of the bumpy stuff and get through it. And it's not always going to be pretty. I didn't have a problem with that comment.
He's on a new team with the new system, hasn't worked with all the players, so timing is going to be rough. The only thing that I would add to that is he's been known for not being the most accurate quarterback throughout his career. So it fits with that picture.
Correct. And I think that, and you hear it from people who are covering the team every day, he's got some good days and some bad, kind of like his career. And I think that's what you're going to get with Carson Wentz this year. He's going to have some games where he just blows you away. He's going to complete 70% and he's going to look like a freaking Pro Bowler. But then he's also going to have games where you say, that's why those two teams gave up.
First chance to see him is tomorrow, 1 o'clock game for the Commanders. Coming up
1
next,
o'clock, 1 o'clock.
Somebody who's seen every one of his throws, I believe, in training camp, Pete Haley, joins us next, covers the Commanders for NBC Sports Washington.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.